Tonight's show is sponsored by people who can't find their mice or mouse or computer. WSBC, this is the Hoolies Hoolie.
What's up, guys?
Had a little snafu, couldn't find my mouse.
You know, you brought up a good point. If there's like a box of mouse, is it mice? Is there someone, get the mice out of the back and bring them up front.
We're having a computer convention this weekend.
I mean, is that the proper way to do it?
I would suppose, I guess, that mice is
get the box of mouses.
Mice would be plural for mouse, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We better go to a computer store and ask.
I was just, you know, for the radio listening audience, Patty sits here with his laptop, and he has one of those portable mouses.
I got a portable mouse.
A wireless mouse.
Why? Would you?
Typically, mice used to be portable. I think all mice are portable.
Because
right?
you hit your laptop thing. You pounded on it, and you broke it, didn't you?
Yeah, where you can't use, like, the finger?
Yeah, your pad, your touchpad
on
your laptop.
Oh, no, my kid spilled, like, high C on it or something like
you
that.
You hit it.
This is the Hoolies Hoolie, for those of you just joining us, 1240 a.m., joined with my brother Bill, Clay O'Brien as well.
Yeah.
What do you think the term mouse came from? Is that something that Macintosh invented or Apple?
Some guy.
Very confused.
Well, it looks
like
a
mouse. Did Macintosh invent that or did Apple invent that? Or did Apple invent Macintosh? I'm confused. They're both Apples.
Ricky Macintosh invented it. The early ones looked like mice.
The early ones looked like mice, but now that they don't have wires, it, like, you know, there's mice without tails, right?
Yeah, the tailless mouse.
That's a thing. But I'm happy to have it. I can now report on all things pop culture. Anybody hear about Bill Cosby?
He's going on.
How about that? Yeah. Whoa!
He's going on tour, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That cracked me up earlier tonight. We said, "What are we going to talk about? Pop culture?" And Clay, you said, "Well, why don't we just talk about Bill Cosby for a while?"
You think he'll be happy that there's a 99% chance they have Jell-O in the prison he's going to?
Oh, man.
You bet your Zazenblop.
Yep.
Pretty stressful week for me, Bill. I'm getting ready for the move.
Yeah.
Not one of my favorite things to do. Moving.
No,
packing up boxes.
I hate it.
Took a couple days off. By the time our radio listeners are hearing this, I should be nestled into my new place with thousands of boxes around me for unloading.
For months. Yeah,
for like months, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to slough that off right away. But yes, it's probably going to take me months to unpack things. That's the weird thing. When you start moving, you go and you start packing up boxes and you find boxes that you never even unpacked from your last move.
Yep.
I go, unbelievable.
The key to moving is throwing stuff out.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just get rid of it.
Get rid of it because it's just extra weight. It's like, you know, it's like a plane that's got to get there on the fuel it's got.
Is there
gonna
be
dump stuff
now? Mm-hmm. How organized? I mean, like, you actually, obviously, you said you were boxing stuff. I still sometimes when I move, it's like I just never left Marquette. When I would leave the dorm, just throw everything in garbage bags.
That's the way. Yeah, you got to do it quick and easy.
I have vowed not to do that.
Good smart move.
This time.
Yeah.
That's
well, family
why
men can't
I,
really
I took
that.
A couple of personal days off from work, and I said to my wife, "Absolutely not. We'll not be putting this to the last minute here." She, you know, with two young kids at home, she's incapacitated as far as helping with the move goes.
Right.
You know, I've been at work all week. I'm like, how's it going? You take the pictures off the wall yet? Did you put the books in off the briefcase?
Are you getting movers?
All those books that get read so much.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Those are heavy.
What are we doing with all these books? Everything. We live in a digital age now. Can we just get rid of these books? No, they're decorations.
Yeah.
They're very heavy, heavy decorations. We got an encyclopedia set from like 1982 in our bookcase. I go, what is this for? This is they don't even know about. It's way outdated.
A lot of those
children
facts.
Are going to be writing research papers in high school with Encyclopedia Britannica's from 1986.
They're going to be doing all the papers on J. Edgar Hoover.
Right. This next paper is going to be about the Cold War.
Speaking of that,
like, what?
When was the last time you opened up an encyclopedia? I mean, everyone Googles everything.
You know,
now,
the
you
other
know
day,
I, mean?
I sat down.
Really?
Yeah, I opened up an encyclopedia. I got myself a nice
cup
steamy
of coffee.
Bowl of McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I looked up the pyramids.
Nice.
Just kind of refreshed, you know?
I used to love it. I was an encyclopedia nerd in like grammar school. I just like,
oh, there was like
you
a
were?
Value missing.
You were
like,
yeah.
My dad would go nuts. Like, where is G? Where is G? It was here yesterday. Now I got to look up gorillas for some reason I can't.
Yeah, pre-Google.
For no reason.
Before you had Google, you had an encyclopedia. People were like, you got to have it, right? Like
right.
When your kid asks you about something, you go,
Let me get back to you in 45 minutes.
First of all, you had to figure out how to spell whatever they were trying to ask you.
And then at a couple of the bars I worked at, we would have the, at Kevels, they always had it, the Encyclopedia of Baseball, because there would always be arguments about who had the most wins. And just like,
that's
okay,
one of the largest books out
just
there.
Just pull it out. Get it out there. And it always helped us
with betting.
Solving arguments.
Yeah, exactly. With betting.
Fights. Yeah, and betting.
Who was a shortstop for the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1942? Yeah.
See, the nice thing.
It was Donnie Lemon.
Yeah. See, now you used to be able to create wagers in a bar atmosphere before people had smartphones.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, the guy'd be like, nah. Chet Lemon hit 296 in 1979. I'm positive about it. And you go, would you be willing to put $100 on that, sir? And the guy goes, put $100 on it. And that's why we had the Encyclopedia of Baseball, because that was the ultimate judge, you know, and jury. And now people have Google, and they go to their phone, and they pretend that they have to go poo-poo, and they come back with the same answer.
You got
and
Siri,
go, Cindy
too,
Lapper.
You know? Just do Siri.
Yeah. It's too easy now.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to empty my bookcase out and just put one big sign that just says Siri.
Oh, yeah.
Just put an iPhone on an
you
iPhone
stand. See my
stand.
Book pic? iPhone on the new bookcase.
Yeah. That's
hey, have you guys been paying attention anymore to what's going on in pop culture right now? Did you hear about?
I'm all about pop culture.
Did you hear about Kris Jenner?
No.
She's going back to Kris Kardashian.
Who's that?
And she's told people, I was the original Kardashian. That would be Bruce Jenner's second wife, Kris.
Oh, she's
Kardashian.
Just changing her name?
Oh, she's dropping the Jenner.
She's getting rid of the Jenner. Jenner is gone. So
she's going back to Kardashian.
Yeah. That's the big news.
That's big news.
Sweet.
That's the big celebrity news. That's what I heard this morning.
Yeah, she paid a lot of money to get that out there. She's tearing up the Irish airwaves, that old Kris Kardashian.
Yeah,
well.
Armenian Thunder, that's what I'm going to start calling her.
Armenian Thunder?
Are they Armenian?
Yeah. Kardashian is.
I don't know what she is, actually.
What is Jenner?
I don't know.
Jenner. He's a thoroughbred American.
A thoroughbred American.
He's half horse. What do you call those guys who are half horses? They were in Chronicles of Narnia.
Centaur. Yes.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah. Yes. Centaurs always freaked me out. I always thought that, like, because I used to see them all the time in River Forest as a kid.
Centaur?
Yeah, they'd come clopping down the street. I'd go, those are weird.
Hey.
Dad, I saw a centaur after the T-ball game today. He asked me for a dollar and a cherry Coke Slurpee. Terrifies me.
That would be weird if the actual were centaurs all over like neighborhoods.
It would be creepy.
Well, Clay, you and I had a theory that like in the future we actually could see something like this, perhaps. You know, like a guy's
I'm
like,
sure there's one out there.
The guy's
there.
Like, I need a liver transplant. And they're like, no, you're going to die. You're an alcoholic. You don't qualify for a liver transplant. No one's going to give their liver to you, right?
Right.
Yeah. And all of a sudden the guy's like, well, there's a guy who owns a horse farm in Green Bay there's a horse that's about to croak. He's giving me half the horse body. Yeah.
Give you horse legs, too. Give you horse legs for $2,500.
I give you horse legs for $2,500. You'll run like the wind.
Where would you get pants?
What if you're watching the Derby and, like,
it's just a guy booking, like Carl Lewis?
One guy, he's just, like, stretching. He's like, I could do this.
There's no more need for jockeys. We've morphed jockeys and horses into one.
Centaur. Wow.
It's the All-American Centaur race.
The Centaur Derby.
And everyone wears seersuckers still. And hats at the race.
Yeah. Very nice.
All right. Well, yeah, I can't wait for that.
Me neither. Oh, I think the technology is, you know.
It's almost there.
There's nothing. If you can have a mouse, you know.
I did just see an interesting thing that now they're to kill cancer cells. They're injecting tumors with the polio vaccine.
Really?
And the polio vaccine kills the tumor almost instantly.
Wow. That's cool.
And it's this new kind of like last minute thing they're trying out. It's like a trial thing, but the whole process might get sped up because it's working so well.
Still no cure for balding.
I just was
going to
say that. When is the balding thing coming out?
Never.
Man, we've been waiting forever. I don't think it's ever happening either.
You're listening to the Hooli's Hooli. We're going to be back after this quick commercial break.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Big Guy Sausage is located at 7021 Roosevelt Road in Berwyn, right across from DeJewel's. We serve blue-collar gourmet food. That means Italian sausage, Polish sausage, Chipotle sausage, bratwurst, hot dogs, burgers, Italian beef and sausage combos, prime rib sandwiches, bacon-wrapped cheddar brats. Hey, what else you want? We got it. You ain't gonna leave here hungry. We're right down the street from Fitzgerald's. Come on by Big Guy Sausage after the Hooli's Hooli or before. Or call 708-317-5213 and we'll have it delivered or ready for pickup. Ask anybody who eats here. It's awesome. Big Guy Sausage on Roosevelt Road in Berwyn. Big Guy Sausage, sorry, we don't serve weenies.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
And we're back, 1240 a.m., WSBC, yo. Flood Brothers Disposal.
That's right.
My relatives.
Garbage is their bread and butter. That's right.
Go get yourself a garbage contract with Flood Brothers and tell them that you heard about it on our TV or radio show. We're not on the TV.
No, we're not on the TV. No one would, I don't think, want to see our ugly faces.
If we were centaurs, they would. If we were, they would definitely.
What if we just
had
one in here?
Uh-huh.
Just kept running amok.
Three centaurs.
Clay, do you remember, Clay, what was the show, like the cartoon that we were working on where the guy was a centaur? Remember, he was like a liquor store owner. He was half horse, half man.
Yeah. He was kind of like George Carlin.
It was a cartoon?
He was basically George Carlin with horse legs.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's still out there. I mean, it's still ready.
That might work.
I'm working on it.
I would definitely tune in.
I gotta find
like
an animator. Anyone know an animator out there? Work for free.
Animator. Looking for an animator.
We'll work for Twizzlers.
We'll work Twizzlers. Ooh.
No promise on which
Remember
color.
The only thing I think of now when somebody mentions Twizzlers is they had a great ad campaign. These are the licorice brand for the neophytes.
Everyone knows
people know what Twizzlers.
No, I don't think everybody does know what Twizzlers are.
Or Nibs. Are. Those are also excellent.
There could be some people listening.
I was a Nibs man.
That doesn't know what Twizzlers are?
Yeah. Not everybody, you know, we might have listeners in Ukraine or somewhere like that have never had a Twizzlers.
They're international.
Never had a Twizzlers.
Twizzlers are international now.
He had never had a Twizzler. He's the saddest moment of my life.
You gotta be kidding. You never had a Twizzler?
That's how I judge like my relationships with people.
That's a good.
But if you went up to someone, you're like, "Have you ever had a Twizzler?" And they were like, "No." You're like, "Bye." Get
job
out
interview,
you
sir. Just... What does the word Twizzler mean to you? It's a candy. It's Twizzles. It looks like it. Anyway, the first thing I think of when I think of Twizzlers is, do you remember the lips on the Eisenhower Expressway when we were growing up?
Yeah.
Magikist.
That was a carpet company.
Yeah, is that what it was? Was it a carpet company?
That Magikist. Made you think of Twizzlers.
But that makes me think of Twizzlers because Twizzlers had one of the greatest ad campaigns ever. It was just a pair of lips going Twizzlers. Remember that?
Of course.
I remember that.
It's
that
almost creepy, stuff. Too, when you think about it now.
Twizzlers. It sounds sexual, you know?
Yeah.
What'd you do? Give your kids some Twizzlers? Yes, I did. They were good on plane flights. Mom used to get Twizzlers.
Yeah.
Mom, we're going to New York. Did you get some Twizzlers?
Yeah.
If you were real tough, you were a super rope guy.
Super rope at the ballpark.
That stuff's way better than a Twizzler.
Yeah.
Socks are tanking.
Oh, man, I know.
Yeah, they didn't get but,
well, here, I don't think
super rope around their bats.
They're just back to reality. They've now lost five consecutive series in a row. Yeah, that's a bit of a tank job.
Meanwhile, the Cubs are beating people 10-0, 8-0, 9-8.
They're still kicking it 31-14 as
of
today.
You know how painful that is? You know how painful
it's
that is
still
for
early.
Me?
Come on. Yeah, not to mention, I think the American League is it's far harder. Superior league anyways, but is, I've always had that argument. That. Some people disagree. The Bulls also. Joakim Noah has reportedly told a couple of his teammates on the Chicago Bulls that there's no way he will be returning.
Bye.
He does not trust Gar Forman, the Bulls general manager, in the, I guess, I wouldn't call it a rebuild, just in the direction of the organization is heading. So that's it for Joakim. Thanks for your services. But
so because he had a man bun. It's all because of the man
bun. It's all because of the Mumbi. I don't know. They better get their stuff together there over there at the Berto Center.
They need a giant European guy.
They need all kinds of help.
They need it. Why does he have to be European?
Just different, you know, just something. Just someone no one's ever seen before. Just
you don't hear about basketball players coming out of Ireland too often, do you?
No. You ever seen an Irishman play basketball?
From Ireland? Like a native Irishman, you mean? Not an Irish American.
No, I worked with Irish guys, and we play. I played basketball during like lunch break at the houses we were building or whatever.
Yeah.
And
they were miserable.
They jumped in.
Oh, they
day.
Just had like a hoop in the backyard, and you're like, hey, you want to play some hoops with me?
Yeah, it was bad. It was real bad. It turned into soccer real quick.
Okay, I would imagine.
For sure. Yeah,
they were just like, just chucking it.
This game makes no sense to me.
Like, this is stupid.
Kick the ball.
Kick it. Kick it.
Yeah.
I haven't played hoops in quite some time. I haven't
shot
a basketball.
I play almost every day.
Do you really?
Yeah, because I put a hoop in my garage.
Good for you. Yeah,
I shoot at least. I went like 5 for 8 today.
I would embarrass myself now, I think, if I shot.
Yeah, from 3.
Very nice.
I went 5 from 8, then the ball bounced over the fence back into my backyard. I go, that's enough. And I went back inside.
Well, the warm weather is upon us. Which
it's a little too warm.
It's
I'm
too
that
warm,
guy.
Man.
I'm that
no,
guy.
It's
I am
not.
Too. I was sweating my butt off today, and I was like, this is too hot. For
I've
me.
Also been on a running kick.
That's what I was going to say. I was leading into the fact that now it's getting warmer. Are there any, you know, goals for the summer fitness-wise?
Summer goals?
I'm running too much.
I'd like to lose 10. I think I could do that.
Get off the squares and jump on the treadmill.
Yeah.
Outside, though. Go on an outdoor treadmill somewhere.
I do like running on...
they have those.
Do you like
it's
running
a great
on
concept.
A treadmill?
We got outdoor treadmills here.
He's in a parking lot in Berwyn.
Uh-huh. Guy's just walking with a whistle.
I got 60 Go. Outdoor treadmills. Go. Time's up. Next. Yeah. Jump on number 18. It's open. Yeah. You know, I don't. I run on. I never run on treadmills. Because when I ran track in high school, I was told that treadmills are bad for your shins and that sort of thing. And so is running on concrete, really.
Right.
So you should really run on a track if possible, but that's almost impossible to do.
Yeah.
But I've run about 15 miles in the last 3 days.
Well, good for you.
Doing about 5 a day.
The most I ever got up to, I think, was a little over 3.5 a day. That was the most. And it's not bad. I mean, this is what I mean. Obviously, when I was playing football, we were doing more than 3 miles a day just playing.
Let me ask
field,
you this.
But,
have you ever been jogging
uh-huh.
and stopped and smoked a cigarette?
No, never done that.
Have you ever been jogging and stopped and bought a cigarette off someone?
No, never done that.
No, but I do remember.
I've definitely had one after like a 3 mile run, just like sat on my back porch and lit one up.
I do remember leaving high school football practice at Carmel. And jumping in the car and getting on Lakeshore Drive on our way back home and seeing Phil Giannakakos, who was our All-State tight end, pull up to us in his 78 Caprice Classic Cruiser with the window down and, like, some metal blaring and with just a redder in his mouth. And he was like, see you boys later. And I was like, that guy's All-State, and he's just pounding squares all day. It was it was unbelievable.
It was a different time.
Yeah, it was.
I guess so.
You know, some people might call that a bozo move. Have you seen that Jeff Hoover, who is the producer of the WGN Morning News? I think it's arguably one of the best
I do,
morning
too. I
news
watch
programs.
It every morning,
He's making a big push to bring back the Bozo Show. He's been all about it on social media
this
week.
That'd be
great. I think it would be awesome.
I
who
remember
would play
Bozo.
Bozo
well, Jory Dioria played Bozo when I was a kid. But I would like to play Bozo. To tell you the truth,
think you can.
Who's gonna play Wizzo?
Give me a
Wizzo
voice.
Was the greatest. Doody 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 doo.
I like Cookie. Cookie was good.
Cookie.
I saw Cookie, the real Cookie. He wasn't in costume in a restaurant at Villare, great Italian restaurant, 201 East Grand.
Yeah.
and people were like, it was like Michael Jordan was there. It was Cookie.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how did they know it was him? It's not like he's dressed as his character.
The restaurant, sure, yeah, like, hey, management know who he is.
They went over to everybody's table. Hey, you know that guy over there?
That's Cookie.
That's Cookie.
Yeah,
from the Bozo Show.
Yeah. It's a big deal. He's a legend. Yeah.
Did you ever go to the Bozo Show as a kid?
I did. I was really, really, really small. I never. Like,
it was impossible to get tickets.
I think I was like three or four.
What was the Bozo Show on? What was that at, like 7:30 in the morning or like 8?
No, it was a little later. I think it was more like 8:30 or it was. I think it was right before or after the morning news.
Can you do a Bozo voice?
All right, boys and girls.
It's higher than that.
Is it higher than that?
Bozo.
Almost like
That's Krusty. Yeah. It is kind of. Yeah, I guess Krusty the Clown is.
Krusty's a little lower though. Krusty's more like. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I can always do. I mean, Krusty's laugh was more like.
All right, boys.
They'll probably have like Tomasulo play Bozo.
Pat Tomasulo, he'd be great.
He'd be great as Bozo.
No, he'd be miserable.
He'd play Wizzo.
I'm doing my audition right now, in case you haven't noticed.
All right, boys and girls, Bozo buckets. Who wants to play? I got Famous Amos cookies.
That was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, you're going to faint after about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't. Well, no, I could get used to it.
You
got to
keep it up for 4 hours.
The kids would be very demoralized when they saw me going outside smoking a square afterwards. Like
drinking a Coors Light, like 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like this.
Like, I better amp it up.
WGN is squeezing me. My contract is up in six months.
Have you ever auditioned for a part and then you got it and you're like, I don't want to. Like, this is stupid. I don't want to do this. That's what you'd be doing out in the alley and dressed in a clown costume. I don't want to do this. What am I doing this for? I got kids. I can't do this.
Well, my Burger King audition a couple weeks ago was pretty spot on as to how I feel about auditioning these days.
that was Oscar worthy.
There's got to be something. There's just something demoralizing about going on an audition. Now, can you do this? Can you jump through a hoop? Can you play monkey for me?
Well, you said on that one. You told me about the one about the Jim Beam ads, and you're like, just go and, you know, just wing it, and you don't care. And I'm like, yeah, right.
That's when I was working with the Onion.
Yeah, and then they gave me the part.
See, that's what happens. You go into an audition, and you don't care. Great. You simply like when you care about the audition. And you're an
actor.
You'll
never get it.
You're never going to get it. Because you're sitting around all night and you're trying it 100 different ways and all that.
Sure.
And then when you go in and you're hungover,
you walk
and
you're in,
like, you're
like,
who cares? You get the call back. They're like, yeah, come on, call back. You were great.
No, you walk in, you're like, hi, my name's Clay O'Brien. I'm with Second City. Bye. Like this one, I walk in and go, what's up, Jokers? What's going on?
I mean, say that you were with the Second City, that's like saying that you took the CTA once. No. You know, they're like, I was with the Second City. So were the 8,000 guys outside. What else have you done?
Yeah, they were all there for a week, just like you.
Right. Yes, and.
They all took a class there, just like you. But hey, you know what? God bless, you know?
Yeah, I hope they do bring Bozo back. I think it would be good for the city. I'm not sure if Bozo was national.
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna ask. Do we know if it was nationally syndicated?
I think it was. Yeah. That's why, like, you know, it's pretty well known.
Well, I got my mouse here. I can probably Google that. As a kid, I remember Famous Amos cookies was the big thing on the Bozo Show. You got like, and then the Bozo buckets, which somebody made a fortune off of because they got them. We have Bozo buckets in the office at work.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's branded. Like somebody branded the Bozo buckets, and I don't know if GN or the Tribune Company, like who owns the rights to that. But I'm sure that they've made a fortune off of a plastic game with a clown's face on it.
Cookies eating at Valaria.
How simple is it? We're going to give you a ping pong ball. And 6 buckets.
Beautiful.
You know? And I remember people
there's
like.
There's 80 million TV viewers watching.
Yeah.
So it's like, whoa!
Boy, you love doing it, man.
That was the noise that Bozo would make when you just missed it.
You know what? There's really only one thing for you to do.
What's that?
You make an audition tape, full costume.
Full costume?
Yeah.
Yep.
I guess I might. Actually, I don't want to go full.
I guess I might.
Full costume, I guess I might. And put it on Facebook and just tweet it at Jeff Hoover.
Jeff. My Bozo audition.
This is my Bozo audition.
That's the name of the video on YouTube. Mm-hmm. This is my Bozo
audition.
And I'm just eating McCann's Irish oatmeal as fast as I can.
It's so good.
No, you know what you should do is like get on ice skates and be wacky, you know?
I can't even ice skate.
Exactly. It's going to be great.
Can you ice skate?
No.
Yeah.
You can't ice skate either?
No, I've always avoided the ice skating rink.
Ice hockey wasn't real big in our... area.
Our generation of growing up.
No,
it was football.
Because the Hawks were no good when we were growing up.
That, and it was just like there was no rinks around us. There was one.
It's expensive, too. It's very expensive for parents.
It wasn't an in thing. There was always like two or three dudes who played hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm on the, you see the Eagles jacket. It's like, oh, he's an Eagle.
Yeah.
Like, hey, respect,
he's an Eagle.
It's kind of like how the Mighty Ducks were, you know? Like, yeah. There's like only a certain group of kids.
The kid had he's like 12, he had like a little mullet. You're like, you're an Eagle, aren't you?
Yeah.
Go beat him.
Hey, that kid's allowed to have a mullet. He plays hockey.
Yeah, that's right. He's probably pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I was always jealous of those guys. I don't think they have hockey.
I wish I would have played hockey. I probably would have been pretty good because I'm violent and fast.
I don't think I would have been.
You're violent. And I'm fast. I'm violent. I could be good at hockey. Come on.
Should have been a cage fighter, and then I should have been a hockey player.
Speaking of fighting, you're the one who tells me that our buddy Conor McGregor is back in the news again.
He is.
What's going on?
Supposedly, Floyd Mayweather, everyone loves Floyd, offered him $50 million to fight.
No-brainer.
Yeah. I mean, if it's true.
Even if he gets pummeled.
But
even,
so wait a minute.
I could see him, if he did do it, he would never fight anyone ever again. That would be it.
So you take your $50 million and you walk away.
You go back to Ireland and you're never seen again.
Sure. That's done.
That's what he wants.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. I don't think he cares about Dana White or hurting his feelings or anything. I think he's technically obligated under some contract with the UFC, so he's going to have some legal problems.
Oh, okay. Possibly. If he goes and does this.
I don't know. I don't know how it works. You can quit, I guess. You can quit any job, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Into politics, Hillary. Yeah. Hillary got in a little bit of
Hillary's my friend.
Little snafu today.
She's your friend.
What happened with Hillary?
She calls you.
The emails.
Hey,
the
Clay.
I believe it was the Justice Department that came out with their.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's not looking good.
I had a theory that she's going to be indicted before the convention,
and that Bernie will become the nominee.
Who knows what can happen there? Probably Joe Biden will step in and go, I spent no money. Ha ha. Yes. My strategy worked. I'm in.
I will not let that happen.
The big California primary is coming up. Is it this weekend?
Yeah, and Trump has been saying that he wants to run against Hillary. That's his best shot, I think, probably.
I think so, too. I agree, yeah.
I don't think she'll be indicted. I think it'll blow over. Because they did say that even though she did technically like break the rules.
Right.
Technically.
Well, yeah. She did break the rules.
Break the rules.
Every other person in her position from years before have done the same thing.
Okay. I think that's what they...
So there's really no...
There was a gentleman from the White House today that said something similar to that. Yeah.
The previous 12 people have done it.
So you're basically saying that every president has broken the law in the last,
Secretary of State.
Secretary of State.
And yes, I am saying that.
All right.
Well, under oath.
That'd be a hard job.
Then they should all be convicted, too.
Uh-huh.
And arrested.
They're all going to be on outdoor treadmills if they're not going to watch themselves.
Mm-hmm. I saw a thing on the Trump's hair is back in the media again. It just keeps coming back, and like
What's he doing now?
Of things to attack him for. What's he doing now? I don't know. Apparently, in some rallies, he's brought women up on stage. He's like, tug on it, tug on it. It's my own, right? Told you.
He should have like a real small ponytail, like a James Woods.
I think he should get a mumby.
James Woods,
like James Woods.
Remember, he had a
actually James Woods, I believe. James Woods is probably voting for Trump. He's a big righty. I've always been a big Woods fan.
He does some great stuff for
Lester Diamond.
Family Guy. He's on Family Guy quite a bit.
Was he?
The name of the grade school is the James Woods Grade School on Family Guy.
Yeah.
James Woods.
Yeah.
What was his big movie? Digstown.
That was a great movie.
Lots of good movies.
He always had Lester Diamond. Roles. Lester Diamond was a great role.
Lester Diamond's probably his most memorable role.
That's most true to him, I think.
In real life?
Yeah.
Remember he's the trainer in Any Given Sunday, too? He's like the doctor. He's like always with the young women, and he's played some great sleazebags.
I only remember him as like in sleazy movies on like Channel 50 in the 80s. You know, you're like, Woods again. After school, you were like, I'm not watching the Woods movie.
Yeah, like any USA Channel.
Woods
is
movie
like,
in Spanish.
Is the
great.
Woods channel, for sure. USA Network, coming up tonight. Probably a James Woods movie. Can't be certain.
Followed by...
Up All Night with Rhonda Shear.
And Cyber Crooks.
Cyber Crooks. We were talking about that. We could talk about Cyber Crooks after these short messages.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who will be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
A vending machine? Sure. A parking meter? Okay. A slot machine? That's kind of the point. There are some machines that you have to pay to use. An ATM shouldn't be one of them. With total access checking from your Wintrust Community Bank, every ATM nationwide is free, even ones outside the network. With the fees you'll save, go on, buy a candy bar from that vending machine. Get our total access special offer at wintrust.com/TAC. Members FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Yeah, McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
The best.
12:40 a.m. This is the Hooli's Hooli. Welcome back. Happy Saturday night to you.
Yeah.
I'm serious, people. Go have some McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Any big plans going on this weekend? It's Memorial Day on Monday.
No, I'm moving. I'll be without computer. You get your computer taken away from you, and it's like
cyber crooks.
The cyber crooks are out there.
Yeah. Why? Wait. What do you mean you got your computer?
Oh yeah, no
taken
internet.
From?
Right?
Yeah, I'm gonna have no internet, no TV. So actually, most people would say, "What a great thing! No internet, too. Nice stride for that."
You're gonna have 8,000 emails on Tuesday.
I know, and I've moved into a new position at work.
Uh-huh.
And it's a little bit more demanding than my old one used to be.
Yeah.
A lot more email. A lot more email.
A lot of more email traffic.
It's no job. I mean, all the email. Email.
So what are you going to do? Go sit at Coffee Bean and bang out emails?
I don't know.
That's what I did in L.A. for about 2 years.
Just banging out emails, huh?
I didn't even have a job.
Absolutely.
What's your profession, sir? Yeah, I bang out emails.
Banging out emails since 2004.
I get coffee every day. Bang out emails.
So yeah, cyber crooks will get you though. You know, they'll jump right on your.
Well, we brought that up because my good friend, I can't use his name on the radio. We'll call him Timmy McNulty.
Okay,
I like that.
So what happened to Timmy McNulty?
Well, he calls me this afternoon while I'm at work, banging out emails, and my phone starts blowing up, and I go, I can't answer. Do you answer personal phone calls at work?
You're the only guy I know who doesn't even answer his brother or his father's phone calls while you're at work.
I'll answer a text message at work, but like it's hard because you know I'm in an open office and it's not you know if all
go
of a sudden
outside.
I go all of a sudden I can't be like yeah man what's up oh no what yeah no no oh yeah dad oh really you won Little Lotto that's crazy you know like you can't have conversations like that.
I understand.
And like sometimes that's what it is. My mom's like, "Did you? There's a bunk bed on Craigslist that I've had my eye on. I think you guys would be good for the kids. Do you want me to put a bid on it?" I'm like, Mom, I'm in the middle of work here. Like, I'll get back.
Yes, put a bid on it.
Yeah, okay. But yes, Timmy McNulty called me at work. Did I see the phone? Goes off once. I go, oh, all right. Wonder what he wants.
Leave a voicemail.
Yes, he leaves a voicemail, and then but I don't check it right away. And then
of course you don't.
And then it rings again, like minutes later. I'm like,
uh oh,
something's wrong with Timmy McNulty. Like, so I sent him a text message.
Timmy needs me.
I said I gotta call you in a minute. I gotta go outside on my phone.
Uh huh.
So I go outside, call me. What's up? He goes, yeah, my cousin got picked up by OPD.
OPPD.
That's the Oak Park Police Department.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, I go, yeah. And he goes, I don't know what he got picked up for. And I look out for him. He's got a clean record. And I think he needs a criminal attorney. You got a guy. You know anybody in the police department there? Can you get put a call and find out what he's been picked up for? We can't figure out what he's been picked up for.
You know anybody with the keys to the jail?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. In other words, like, you don't know, like, if there's a back door there, we can get him out.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I got to find out what's going on.
So what did you do?
I got a guy. I said, let me text a couple of guys. I didn't hear back, you know. Or he went over to the police station. He dropped those names, and he was like, yeah, are any of these guys working? No, they're gone for the day. They're gone. They're not here. Yeah. Okay. And then he called me back.
Only the real tough, hard cops are here right now. The guys who've been here 30, 40 years hate everybody.
The guys who have been banging out emails.
So let me ask
there.
This question.
Banging out criminals.
Let me ask this question to you. So when you're at work and one of your family members calls you, what if there was an important emergency? Like, God, for, you know, I don't want to bring it up and say something awful, but like, what if someone passed away? What, am I going to text that to you?
No, I would think by like the second or third ring, I'd be like, ooh, something's wrong.
Yeah, you know? You have like that intuition.
That's something I do to my wife.
That's my pet peeve.
It's happened to me.
It drives me crazy, though.
I knew to pick up.
I do that to my wife. Like, I'll call her like 7 times in a row because I know she's just ignoring it for a minute. And then she's, what? Uh-huh. I go, won't you answer me?
You go, nothing.
I go, it's real important. You know, she goes, I know. You've called 7 times in a row. I go, all right, well.
So McNulty's causing.
I can't find my mouse.
So now we're
saying. What'd you do with the mouse?
I get all the way downtown. I got no mouse. Yeah. I got to come back.
That's happened to me.
So maybe they found, a box of hot mice on McNulty's cousin. They threw in the clink.
Hot mice. Yeah. He got picked up. He had some hot mice. He robbed the Circuit City.
He had 2 dozen cases of hot mice.
Investigation is pending. Cyber criminal. It's a cyber crook.
Yeah. It's a cyber crook.
But, that's, I don't know. Today, it's cyber themed tonight, I guess. Right, Clay?
Yeah, cyber's driving me nuts.
What is cyber?
I don't know.
It sounds like a guy with great. Jimmy Cyber.
All this computers, phones have had enough. I guess they're re-releasing the Razer flip phone.
Oh, really? That's a good idea.
Yeah. They're going back in time on us.
Wow.
It's only a matter of time before that all happens. People will be like, remember that Alexander Graham Bell telephone? Bipsters have got these everywhere. They're selling for $800 for that phone.
He's driving a Model T now. He's driving
a new
Ford.
Oh, you got one of those?
Ford.
I just got a switchboard operator at my house. I pay her $15 an hour. That's next.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's been the theme of the week is cyber. And Clay, we were making jokes at the top of the show that it would be nice if we could create a TV show of some kind where we just, all the characters, it was like a Twilight Zone episode. We said, Mr. Samsung was born in 1955. And he had a cousin named Dell,
and each computer is a person.
Each computer is a person. See, now that is something Steve Jobs would have thought of. You know?
Right.
Yeah. Each computer is a person. Bing, Apple.
I think he thought computers were people. He probably sat at a huge dining room table with like monitors just around. Like, how's everyone doing tonight?
Well, computer.
Joey, Tom, Rick. Talking to the computer.
Joey, Tom, Rick.
Well,
who wants mashed potatoes?
Yeah.
Get yourself an Irish computer.
Is there such a thing?
Can you pick your nationality, a computer, robot? I want an Irish
robot.
I'm into
watches, right?
Yeah.
I like watches because they tell you what time it is.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And,
Imagine that.
There's not a lot of Irish watch companies. I was looking into it because I wanted to find some Irish ones, and there's not a lot of them.
No.
There's maybe two or three.
And what would the name of this? It's just like Hanley Watches or something like that. Yeah.
There's one called, actually, it's SAS, so it's, I don't know what it means. And
it's something technical, probably.
Yeah. No, they're not as like, it's not like O'Dooley's watches. Or, yeah. It's pretty normal.
Dude,
stuff.
You got a $2,000 O'Dooley.
O'Dooley's got emerald shamrocks for hand
markers. I remember him. He worked at the Board of Trade. He had a $12,000 O'Dooley. He wore it everywhere.
I've been spending a lot of time in my garage lately.
Yeah, and is there anything cyber about being in the garage?
Yeah. It's my getting away from cyber.
Oh, it's okay. Your me time.
I go in there, and I did this thing where I spray painted the windows of my garage.
I saw this.
black because my neighbor tells me that there's been a lot of garage robberies. So I go to the Menards and I buy this stuff called tinted frost for your windows, and it doesn't work. So I threw it out, and I got black spray paint, and I splash spray over the windows. Okay. It starts chipping off, so I start scraping at it with a nail. And then I ended up doing this intricate, like, scene of, like, a farm.
I saw that. It's awesome.
I'll put it on the Hooli's Hooli website. Check it out. Facebook page. And it took me about, you know, an hour.
What did your wife say? She's like, what is this?
What are you doing out there? Painting a window and then etching it. She's like, what?
With a nail.
She's like, get in here and change a diaper, you idiot.
Yeah, very nice.
All right, well, we were going to go to a song because about your garage time. And what's the name of the song, Clay?
This song is by Weezer.
Yes.
Good Irish band.
Yeah. There you go.
And it's called In the Garage.
I've got Dungeon Master's Guide. I've got 12-sided die. I've got Kitty Pryde and Nightcrawler too. Waiting there for me, yes I do. I do. I've got posters on my wall. I've got Ace Frehley, I've got Peter Criss, waiting there for me, yes I do, I do. In the garage, I feel safe, no one cares about my ways. In the garage where I belong, no one hears me.
That was Weezer.
I'm going to dedicate that to the Wiz, Kyle Berman from Marquette.
Yeah, I haven't heard Weezer in quite some time.
I've been listening to a lot of Weezer lately. They're pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, good I band. Like them. They're good stuff.
Yeah, you a Weezer fan?
Yeah, I am a Weezer fan.
Okay. Checking to see if you like that.
It's the first thing I ask when at a job interview. Sir?
Are you a Weezer fan?
Sir, I got two questions.
Have you ever had
you.
A Twizzler?
And are you a Weezer fan?
And are you a Weezer fan? Yeah.
Have you ever eaten Twizzlers while listening to Weezer?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of music, it is Memorial Day weekend, and probably as you're listening to this show, Irish Fest is going on at Gaelic Park.
Yeah.
30 years. Pretty unbelievable.
It's great.
30 years of fighting.
30 yeah, years of fighting your fellow man.
But there's
Irish
always,
Fest is always a ball.
Oh,
but,
man, there's always cool stuff going on. I remember seeing Black 47 there as a wee young buck at about 21 years old. Loved it.
Get down there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hopefully the weather's good for that.
We used to go over to Fleming's house in Oak Forest and drink in his backyard. And probably he used to have a big party. There'd be like 40 or 50 people in his backyard. And then everyone would trek.
Everyone would go to Gaelic Fest and I'd end up in the projects.
No, everybody would go through the woods.
Yeah, there was like a shortcut from his house.
And then like hop the fence and not pay for Gaelic Fest.
Yeah, and then go get a burrito.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
At his place.
Like, you got to get a burrito at this place, man. Yeah. Love you, Steve.
But yeah, there's lots of great bands. I mean, Patty Homan, obviously, who's been on Dad's show a lot, and we've talked about him on here.
Sure.
He's going to be performing. The Wolf Tones.
Gotta love them.
Classic.
Absolutely. The New Invaders is another band that's going to be there.
Nice.
Infinity, The Fenians, Socks in the Frying Pan, Screaming Orphans.
Beautiful.
The Elders. Patty Homan's performing with Patty Homan and The Noble Call.
All right.
Bahola with Jimmy.
Jimmy King.
Yeah, he's been on the show before. He's going to be here. Joe McShane, he's going to be performing.
Awesome.
Make 'em in Spain. Chicago Real. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, there's
plenty
of
fun. That's always a great Memorial Day thing to do, is to go out there and it's so family friendly as
great
well.
Great food.
Yeah.
Music, games.
You know what? Actually, while you're moving, I wonder if Mom and Dad take the kids out there.
That would be a blessing, to tell you the truth.
I know that, yeah.
I would love that. Take them on a Shetland pony ride.
I think
like
your daughter Charlotte went last year. Did she go with Dad or 2 years ago?
Yeah.
She had a good time, right?
Yep, she did. She had a great time. Clay, what do you got planned for your Memorial Day weekend here?
I'm heading up to Wisconsin for a night.
There you
Wisconsin?
Go.
Wisconsin? What's up in Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, we got the my wife's aunt's house, which is pretty impressive.
Very nice.
And a lot of just hot dogs and sun. And
some fireworks, maybe?
Yeah, heartburn.
You know. There you go. I'm going to sleep.
Are you?
For 3 days?
Maybe two. I don't know.
You could do it.
Yeah, it's been the last couple of weeks have been very stress relieving, so they have the three-day weekend, and I'm actually not bartending at all this weekend.
Very nice.
It feels nice. It's like, wow. It's like
it's a mental cleanse.
It's a total vacation.
See if you can break your old record. What's your old sleeping straight through record?
17 hours, see I think I did.
Come on.
Yeah, I did 17 hours at Marquette. I think it was sophomore year. No.
Like it's an Olympic
thing.
It was 17 hours
in Marquette. It was freshman year, like finals week. I missed a couple finals, and I remember.
You missed two finals.
I couldn't get out of bed.
840 bottles of beer.
I had like strep throat so bad, but I also had like a fever. Yeah, I slept for 17 straight hours.
You had an Irish fever.
You got to clean up your room. That's, you know, and one of the things that's important when you're cleaning up the room is to, you know, use a great scent. On the room. You know, because it doesn't matter if you're in the old country with old snakes or the city of big shoulders. We live in a world full of terrible smells like skunks and sports gear, baby diapers and cigarette smoke. Ew. And sports gear and baby diapers and cigarette smoke and unshowered CTA riders and worse. So when the stink gets too strong, turn to the power of Fresh Wave Natural Odor Eliminators. Fresh Wave products eliminate odors without the use of toxic chemicals or masking fragrances. Inside, you'll find just plant oils and water, naturally destroying bad smells at a molecular level. Fresh Wave is safe to use anytime, anywhere, on any odor imaginable, especially dorm rooms at the end of the year.
Ooh.
So ditch those air fresheners full of harsh ingredients and phony floral smells. Choose natural odor eliminators from Fresh Wave. It's available at Bed Bath & Beyond, Ace Hardware, Whole Foods, and the Container Store. To learn more about Fresh Wave and to find your nearest Fresh Wave retailer, visit FreshWaveWorks.com today.
Yeah,
Fresh Wave.
Not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Today.
Not next week. Go
today.
Get it tonight.
Today.
It's great.
As De Niro would say in
Goodfellas.
Today.
Today. Today.
Fresh Wave, I got one of those in my bedroom.
Yeah, I have some.
I got one in my car. They were great.
They're yeah. natural, yeah. and they don't. It's not like it's not a pungent sort of.
No, it's very subtle.
Disinfecting smell. It's aroma. It's soothing clay.
Mm.
Nice. Eucalyptus kind of rip to it, you know?
I like that.
Say that 10 times fast.
Eucalyptus.
Thanks. I think we get it.
It's yeah. an Irish name.
I wasn't. I was going to help you move, but now I'm not going to.
I haven't gotten that.
Wait a minute. Hey, brother.
Yeah, no.
Brother Bill. Hey, you got a built-in mover
I'll
right here
sleeping.
For you.
I'm going for 18 hours this weekend, so I can't. I got to break the record. So
it is like an athletic competition.
You know what's funny? I called my mover, and hopefully at this time everything has gone off great. But I called him at the beginning of the week. I go, "Hey, Lupe," you know. And Lupe's great. You know, he's moved me two different times.
Oh, he's awesome. He's moved me as well. Yeah.
And he does it at a discount rate, right?
Uh huh.
So you know, you call your normal movers, they'll be like a couple. They'll charge you like $1,500. Lupe probably do it for about half of that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he's fully insured and brings a crew with him. Yeah. You know, at least I've never asked to see the insurance papers, but I presume so.
Uh-huh. That's fine.
But I call him. I go, "Hey, I'm moving on Saturday." He goes, "Oh, Saturday is busy for me."
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, no.
You know, gotta call these guys like a month and a half. Yeah.
I go, "Well, what about in the afternoon?" "Well, I will call you around 2:30. "Just going to call me? Like, I didn't even give you the address yet." "Just call me at 2:30.
Yeah.
And, okay. So then I called him. I was like, pacing the whole day. Like, oh, my God. I don't think Lupe's going to work out. Then I just called him the next day. I go, "Hey, Lupe, listen. Are you going to come or not?" I gotta have a firm commitment here.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I risk getting sued by not being out in time.
Yeah.
You know? He goes, "I would never do that. Of course I'll be there on time." You know, I go, okay. So can I put it in writing? Can I send over a contract of some kind? Mm-hmm. No, I'll be there. I'm like, okay, great. So
good luck with that.
Yep. So I'm praying.
You better pray, because we had a gentleman, a very close friend of mine about 3 weeks ago, with moving into his first home with his wife and their brand new baby's son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, the movers,
the brand new computer.
The movers did not show up,
so?
And he had friends over there, and they had packed the car and everything. And he was ready. From what I understand, it was quite a scene. The amount of expletives that came out of his mouth were
I'm sure.
something to see. And yeah, I mean, he never heard from again. They just didn't show up. Just
hey,
nothing.
If you want something done right, you got to do it yourself.
Yeah, rolling the dice.
Good luck.
You got to hire an Irish mover, man. That won't happen.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah, it's very true.
Hey, letting everybody know, though, I know we were talking about Irish Fest. Gaelic Park's located at 6119 147th Street in Oak Forest.
In Ireland.
In Oak Forest.
Yes.
And just so if you want to get out there and go check it out, people need to know where it's at.
Yeah,
you know
do it.
I mean?
Support the Irish. Come on, we need you.
Yeah. It's $15 per day. That's not bad at all. And I think if you get the three-day pass... It goes down. Oh, no, if you get it online, there's a sale price for $10. That's pretty good.
You guys pumped about the 4th of July?
Yeah, I'm getting real pumped. Hot dog mode already,
putting
you know?
Big wheels on my truck.
Actually, you know what? Who are the Sox playing this weekend, Bill? Memorial Day is always a great day to go out
Kansas
to the ballpark.
Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, someone we haven't
But I think
had
they're
much.
Going out of town. Sox aren't going to be in town. They're on the road. Mm. Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I was just looking for some filler as the show is dwindling down here.
Wow.
I got some for you.
I was going to go to the game last Sunday. I missed it. What a day for it, though. Yeah.
I'm going on the 26th.
Oh, very nice.
And I got seats that are along the first row of
very
the
nice.
third base, like past the dugout.
Oh, so like right near where Mary Daly sits, right over there, then.
Yeah, line drive, foul ball right
nice,
to the chin.
Nice.
Have you ever caught a foul ball in a game?
Are you taking your wife?
I think I'm going to take our wife. Yeah, my wife. And I was thinking about taking my son, too, but probably won't.
Okay. Is Meg a Sox fan?
She is not.
She's a Cub fan.
She is.
She's North Sider.
Right.
North, understandable.
But you know what?
Yeah.
She can deal with it.
She's got a lot to cheer about this year. They're a good ball club.
Yeah.
But baseball, yeah, we need it to come. The Sox will get hot again. Everything will work out just fine.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. What else is going on? Anything? Nothing?
No.
School's getting out. All those teachers got to be pretty happy. I was noticing today that...
I'm also happy about that because it's less school traffic as I try to work, which
me
is
too.
Nice.
Me too. In the morning when I'm leaving to go my accounts, if you're near a public school, forget it.
Like near me at Taft, like they actually have the police block a couple streets because it's just so crazy that like the streets are completely blocked and it really screws me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you always roll the window down. And you go, hey, what's going on? And they go, didn't you hear about Bill Cosby?
This is all Bill Cosby, right?
This is all Cosby stuff.
So, yeah, you're pretty pumped about the kids getting out of school, huh, Pat?
No, I'm not.
What do you guys plan for the summer?
Yeah, there's a lot of plans.
Baseball, swimming.
Baseball's over already. Softball.
Archery.
Charlotte, softball. Charlotte's got some things that she's going to be doing, some summer camp stuff. I know that Sean Cleland over at the Irish Music School has got camp set up. I think I'm going to try to get Charlotte set up in that.
Oh, very cool.
That's going to be fun.
Does he still do that? Now, where does he run that school out of?
It's out of the Old Town School of Folk Music, but he's also got a school at the Irish American Heritage Center that he does as well.
Very cool, yeah.
We'll have to have Sean on the show to talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. You think your boys would get into playing some old...
some music?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Brendan bangs around on the drums that we have.
Oh, does he?
A little bit here and there. Yeah, I can see him doing that. Either that or boxing at Brooks Park.
Get him a bow down. Is that what it's called? The
drum?
The drum.
I'm going to get my kid a mouse.
Yeah.
Because that's what people make music with nowadays. Electronic dance music.
That's the problem.
How'd you make your music? I got a mouse when I was like 9.
I auto-tuned myself.
I learned my mouse. it's all technology,
that's
man.
That's what Skrillex did.
Yeah, he did.
See, I don't know. I have no idea who he is.
He's got $1 billion.
Okay.
I doubt it.
Because he figured out his mouse when he was 5.
While we're on the technology rip, we've kind of been a running theme throughout the show. First of all, thank you to all our listeners who's hung out this long tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love
you. And have a happy Memorial Day. Make sure you stay tuned for The Crack with Cooney and Keen on right after this program.
That's right.
Also sponsored by Hibernian Transmedia and McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Fresh Wave.
Yep.
And Wintrust.
Yep.
All of our great sponsors. Want to thank them again. Clay, do you want to go out with, this is a band, this is the Trumfield Brothers.
They're not Irish,
but they were a band that we were enamored with at Marquette University. They were called The Pulsers. So until next week, have a happy Memorial Day. This has been the Hoolies Hoolie.
See you later.
Bye.